Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And John Harrison's here. John is a minister. He's a financial planner, certified, by the way, certified financial planner. He is a small business owner, just like you. And the thing that I think he's probably the most proud of is the fact that he's been a member of my Brain Trust now for a while. I mean, I get that all the time. John Harrison, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here. You're absolutely right.
He's also an author. I forgot to mention that. Making Mammon Serve You, a biblical manual for money mastery. And that's his outstanding book. John, thanks again for hanging out with us. And you've got some summertime financial planning tips for us, don't you?
Yes. I figured it's August. It's the dog days of summer. A lot of people are in vacation mode. Business maybe slowed down a little bit. But you can still make financial progress without exerting yourself too much. And I think there are, you know, three or four tasks that you can do. We could list four, one for each of the full weeks in August, that you can do with yourself and maybe a laptop and not exert yourself too much, but still
just in case we didn't have enough to do each one of these weeks, John?
Exactly. Even if you feel like you do, you gotta schedule some of these financial things, or they end up sort of not getting done. Because
even if it sounds like homework, you still got to do it, right?
Exactly.
All right. What's the first thing?
Good place to start is a mid-year budget review. Look at your numbers from January to June, and make sure that your income, your expenses, and your savings were what you projected they would be.
Now you're talking about personal. You're talking about personal now, aren't you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And if not, then, you know, can you make course corrections between July and December so that you end up where you wanted to be? If you're a little bit behind schedule, if you're not where you want to be especially vigilant going into the fall and winter, because you'll be tempted, you know, come Christmas shopping time to maybe overdo the expenses side of things.
Well, I'll tell you something else. This is really a good point, John, because, you know, the second half of 2012 is looking a little sketchy right now, and
you know,
and my, you know, 3/4 of my audience last week said that the end of the second half of 2012 was going to either be worse or no better than the first half.
Right.
And so this is a good time to kind of just pay attention to what's going on. Look around you. Don't take anything for granted. I think that's the most important thing in this process is don't take what you think you know for granted. Maybe do look at things a little more scrutiny.
Exactly. So often people do their planning and projections and budget work, you know, at the beginning of the year, and then put it in a file and don't think about it until the end of the year where they see how they did. And if you can sort of pay attention as you go, if things need adjusting, you'll be on top of that. So don't just write a budget and forget it. But
another thing is dangerous is annualizing too much.
Yes.
Saying, tell the audience what I mean by that.
Well, you tend to take a figure, whether it's an income figure or an expense figure, and for the sake of convenience, look at it in yearly chunks. But your cash flow and your bills don't happen in yearly chunks. And it's very easy to go off as you go, even with things like investment returns. Mm-hmm. You may project an annualized return, but if you're underperforming month to month, you're going to have to way overperform in the second half, mm-hmm, to get where you wanted to be on an annualized basis.
Right, exactly. And also, another thing about annualizing is don't assume that because you had these expenses or this income in the first half, don't just double that and say, okay, that's what my year's going to be like. You've got to look at, you know, whenever people do surveys, economic surveys, the really good ones adjust for seasons.
Yes.
And for circumstances.
Absolutely. So that's something you can do, and you can do it, you know, even if need be, from your office easy chair. But it's something that's important to do.
Well, and having a full 6 months behind you, so to speak, is a good record. I mean, that is a good you know, don't annualize 1 month or even 2 months, but you know, with 6 months, you can take a good look at how things have been going, and also the trend. Don't you think, shouldn't you look at the trend, like what's been happening over the last 3 months?
Exactly. You want to see the direction things are going.
Yeah.
You want to see if your initial projections were really realistic, or were there a little bit of fantasy in there. How good was the numbers that you were making decisions based on?
Right. Okay, so give us the website, John.
It is aspirefa.com, aspirefa.com.
John Harrison, and I will be right back after these messages. 22. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Listen to the radio. Big old Buick and a big old sky, and wheels on fire, and I tell you why. I got a high ride.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.